This is The Game, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kit Branch.
I always feel like I want to say something right when he's like, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kit Branch. Like, I want to jump in right there, but the music's too loud, so I have to wait, and it always feels awkward coming into the show.
Yeah, I'm new to this, so I understand where you're coming from.
It's The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Kit Branch. And so we've got a lot to get to, NBA draft stuff. Got a lot of Braves talk going to come up. We'll talk a little bit about the U.S. Open. It's kind of a week old now, so not much we can other say in case you didn't know. Hey, Brooks Koepka won the U.S. Open, and his girlfriend's name is Jenna Sims.
And he dominated that course, which was thought to be tough prior to the tournament. I mean, what he went with 17 under par? It's ridiculous for a U.S. Open
score. It was a bombs away course, and that fit his style, and he dominated.
And the wind didn't blow like they thought it was going to. Had some rain, so the course was soft, and the course took a beating. But it was pretty to watch on TV. The course was nice, and, you know, good golf shots, you know, and an unknown winning his first major out of Florida State. So a little bit of Southern connection there.
Yeah. I think the thing that I enjoyed the most was when they said the wrong name for his girlfriend, Becky Edwards, I believe. Like, oh, that's his girlfriend, Becky Edwards. Yeah, that's not her because she's no longer the girlfriend. And then the most awesome thing was is that after that, instead of just letting it go, Buck comes back on, or Joe Buck comes back on and says, by the way, that's not her.
Just, yeah.
He's got a new girlfriend I didn't know. And just made himself look terrible.
Sure did. And then they just tried to cover it up, and wow. And it's
a highlight.
It was funny.
Yeah.
It was funny to listen to.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting. Hey, in case you guys haven't heard, Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting are putting in some archery lanes. Going to be up in a few weeks. Get by there. Get your stuff. Practice. Going to be awesome.
If you know how to shoot a bow and arrow, which I don't, so which means I may need to go and practice.
Yeah. We'll take your calls, 912-275-7017. If you miss any of this show, you can listen to it again. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. It will stream on demand 24/7. We'll even let you email us old school, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. I got a couple emails last week, but I didn't read them because they sucked.
Well, yeah, because I know what the gist of it was, because you were still on here spouting that stuff that you had been saying for the last month about, oh, Kip, don't do it.
No, don't do it. See, the funny thing is like, you know, I appreciate this. What you call stuff, I call truth. So, you know, we'll just move on.
Yeah, truth.
The NBA draft just happened. So the Hawks got three picks after the Dwight Howard trade. We'll touch on that in this segment as well. Hawks got three picks. John Collins from Wake Forest, center/forward.
Good player.
Yeah, that's a steal. We're going to come back to that in a second. Yeah. Tyler Dorsey, guard out of Oregon, and then Alpha Kaba, overseas player out of Serbia, a center.
Dorsey, you know, you look at, we're going to talk about something that you don't understand yet, but you're going to understand as we continue to do the show. Dorsey brings intangibles to the game. So you're in basketball, you get caught up on this skill set and all this kind of stuff, and you forget what intangibles and what instinct and what the killer instinct and all that is. You don't factor that into the overall skill set of a player. You just look at how high they can jump and if they can shoot a jumper, that kind of stuff. So this Dorsey kid blew up in the NCAA tournament last year for Oregon. Averaged about 20 points a game during the tournament. Got the Ducks to the Final Four. And I think he's going to be a pretty good player. And they got him with the 41st pick. So, you know, he may not be a franchise player, but he can be a good role player in the NBA, and I think that's a great pick. So I know you're going to answer my intangibles question, but, you know, Dorsey's a good player.
Dorsey is a good player.
Yeah.
I like the John Collins pick because I think John Collins arguably could have gone in the top 10. Some off the court issues slid him all the way down to the Hawks at 19. But I really think that he's a top 10 talent. 19.2 points per game, 9.8 rebounds, 6'10".
Probably long wingspan.
Sure.
Yep. So he's
and played in the ACC at Wake Forest, which is a traditional basketball school and conference.
Best basketball conference in America.
Yeah. As far as intangibles go, here's the thing, man.
Here we go.
Let's use baseball.
Okay.
Dude, I don't want to hear about how good of a guy he is in the clubhouse. Okay. He's a good clubhouse guy. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Barry Bonds wasn't a good clubhouse dude.
He's a good...
But he was a great... He could hit the ball 700 feet. I don't care that he was a good clubhouse guy or wasn't a good clubhouse guy. All I would care about is when he got to the plate, how menacing he was at the plate, and he produced for my team statistically. I don't care if you get along with your teammates.
No, I mean, when I'm talking about intangibles, I'm talking about the mindset of what made Barry Bonds great. The work ethic, the willingness to not let a pitcher throw one by you on the inside part of the plate, that kind of stuff. There's kids nowadays that just don't have the mental killer instinct and things like that. Those are the kind of intangibles I'm talking about. I mean, that's what Michael Jordan, that's what separates him from LeBron. He's just got that killer instinct that LeBron doesn't have. And that's why LeBron's never going to be called the greatest of all time. I know I brought it back up, but that's the difference between those two players. Mental instinct, killer instinct. Jordan had it. LeBron doesn't. That's the difference.
We're going to get you a bed that whenever you get redundant on a topic,
I mean, think about it.
Play the bed.
You know, we Facebook Live and all that out there watching us live, and we're on the air.
Yeah, by the way, we're on Facebook Live.
Yeah, and I mean, they agree with me.
This is supposed to be a Hawks draft segment.
Yeah.
Just letting the audience know. We're supposed to be talking about the Atlanta Hawks draft.
The Hawks made two good picks, two good players, and they got a kid from Serbia, too, late, the last pick of the draft. What was his name? Alpha Kaba?
Yep, from Serbia.
Yep, and so European players come to the league, and they have good fundamental, solid fundamental skills.
Big guy.
I think it was a good draft for the Hawks.
Yeah, big guy as far as Alpha Kaba goes, 6'10", 225. He averaged 10.7 points a game in Serbia. More importantly, 9.8 rebounds. That's kind of what the Hawks are looking for. We keep hearing, right? We keep hearing with this Dwight Howard move that the Hawks just shipped him out over to Charlotte. And, you know, the national media around that trade as well, big men are no longer really even needed in the NBA. They're not as influential in the outcome of the game. Somebody's got to rebound a basketball, y'all.
Yes, they do.
I mean, you can shoot threes, and guys that maybe are big men that don't shoot the threes, you still got to find somebody to rebound the basketball, and a bunch of 6'1 guys aren't going to do it.
You got to defend and you got to rebound. That's part of the game.
So there's never going to come a point where a guy that's 6'10 or higher or taller is not going to be in the NBA. It will never happen. I don't care how many threes you shoot or how influential that becomes in the game. You're always going to need guys to rebound the basketball because you can't win if you don't have the ball to score.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermark's Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermark's is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermark's, the mark of excellence.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. St. Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
Floors & More is your go-to store for all of your flooring needs. Floors & More is proud to announce they are Brunswick's number one dealer in Cortec waterproof flooring. Also introducing Mount Castle Engineer hardwood flooring, European oaks up to 7.5 wide. Floors & More, 4016 Coral Park Drive, off Cypress Mill Road, right past Holloway's Bakery. 912-265-9696 or visit floorsandmorestore.com.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
You're in the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Welcome back to the game. Kip Branch with Jay Bish in the house here today. Last segment brought to you by Advanced Rehab, Jessup Furniture, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. And one of the funnest parts of the show, the weekend review.
And here we go. Your next WWE champion, LeVar Ball. Brave scratch Bartolo Colon from his comeback start from the disabled list this past week because, quote, he wasn't quite ready.
Thank
which translates,
you.
We wanted to see Sean Newcomb make one more start before we release Bartolo. NBA draft, really entertaining for a bunch of guys I've never heard of. Derek Carr, $125 million worth every penny.
Yes, he is.
Best quarterback in the NFL.
He's good.
Right behind Brady, Rodgers, Ryan, Roethlisberger, Luck, Breeze, Wilson, Freddie Freeman to third. Yes, please. Don't like the idea? Ask yourself this question. Am I really a Braves fan? Yasiel Puig, keep showboating. Baseball is boring and needs you. Derek Jeter doesn't have enough money to buy the Marlins. It's the Marlins. What the hell are they asking for? And these are my thoughts.
Okay. Carr's a good quarterback. Maybe you
he's the highest paid quarterback. I'm not disagreeing that. Yeah. He's the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. He's not the best.
No, he's not the best, but he had the most fourth quarter comebacks of any quarterback in the NFL last year.
Is that one of those intangible things?
That is.
Oh.
That is. That's an intangible. Tom Brady's got it. Peyton Manning had it. John Elway had it. Dan Marino had it until he got to that one Super Bowl. But, you know, Carr is he's a good player.
This segment brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply and Peachtree Pest Control. grass cutting season. Lord, don't we know it. Ooh. All this rain. Get by Brunswick Mower Supply. They'll hook you up. Take care of you.
$125 million.
Yeah.
I think the Lions are fixing to make Stafford the highest paid quarterback in the NFL because they're trying to re-up his deal right now. They're working behind the scenes on that.
Is Stafford better than Carr?
I think so.
See, that's my point.
Yeah.
Like, neither one of those guys, to me, are an elite quarterback in the NFL.
I think they're
in that
elite.
B list. Come on. They're in the B list.
Who's the elite quarterback in the NFL? There's one.
Okay.
And everybody else, to me, I mean, there's two. I'll take that back. There's two elite quarterbacks in the NFL.
Okay.
Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
And the rest of them.
Ben Roethlisberger is not.
I don't consider him an elite quarterback.
See, I do.
Okay. He's got two Super Bowl rings, but, you know, he's, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think, you know, after Rodgers and Brady, the rest of them are just, you know, bridesmaids.
Freddie Freeman's moving to third base.
I think that's a good move.
I love it.
If he can pick it up and play it, I think that's a good move. And we were talking off the air, and I'll let you talk about it. What it was your thought about the trading deadline, what they get with Freeman coming back.
Right. So right now, the rotation is one that has gotten better by a starter by not having Bartolo Colon pitch. And Sean Newcomb's pitched well, like hasn't won a game. His ERA is under 2. It's like 1.96. Three starts. He's not going to AAA, folks.
No, he's here.
He is going to stay in the rotation. So the Braves have to now figure out what the hell we're going to do with Bartolo Colon.
Send him back to Dominican Republic with like a goodie bag and a check, whatever. Bye. See ya.
And in case you haven't noticed, the Braves, since they have ousted Colon out of the rotation, are playing well.
They're winning.
They have closed the gap to only 3 games under 500. They're only 9 out. I know that's crazy to say, but when you think about it, they're only 9 behind the Washington Nationals for first place, and we haven't quite hit that All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
We could see some more of that lead shaved off. Only 3 games under, 9 out. They've gotten a pitcher better. Bartolo Colon's going to get released. I mean, that's pretty much going to happen. I don't know what or how the Braves are going to do it. It's really irrelevant. He's going to get released. Whatever they decide to do, whatever. Here's my point about Freddie Freeman. Matt Adams has been a beast.
He is. He's a player. He is a, you're right. He is awesome.
So when Freddie Freeman comes back off the disabled list, obviously Freddie Freeman plays the same position as Matt Adams. So he has gone to the front office, Freddie Freeman has, and said, we've got a hole at third base. Put me over there. That essentially, Freddie Freeman's talking about coming back 2 weeks before the trading deadline. That's like adding a big piece to your lineup almost via trade. You're adding a piece to your lineup that you don't have, and you're not giving up anything to get him. But it's almost like making a trading deadline move because you're adding this huge bat to your lineup, which is going to lengthen the Braves lineup all the way down through 1 through 8. There's not going to be any holes.
I've changed my view on Freddie Freeman. I thought the Braves might need to trade him, but, you know, bringing back up my intangible comment, that tells me a lot about the man. He'll go to the front office. He's a first baseman, all-star first baseman, and he says, I'm willing to move to third base because this kid's killing the ball over here at first base, and we cannot take him out of the lineup. That's the kind of stuff I'm looking for when you're trying to build a championship ball club. That's the kind of stuff you got to have. Intangibles. That's what he brings to the table. Team player. And my opinion has changed on Freddie.
I don't care where you play. As long as you produce at the plate and put up the numbers that I need for you to put up to win. This segment brought to you by Catch 228, C-Palms Coastal Realty, and Mateo's. C-Palms Coastal Realty, all your vacation rentals, residential rentals, and if you need to buy or sell a house, they've got you covered, man. Best group in the industry.
You know, I saw a video during a rain delay for the Braves this week of Freddie working out at third base. He didn't look bad over there. Throwing the ball over, charging the ball. I mean, he looked halfway decent.
He played third base in high school some, from what I understand.
I mean, he looked pretty good. If he can pick that up and get that bat back in the lineup, wow. They could make that bat can make some noise down the stretch in August and September.
I think if Freddie Freeman comes back, the rotation continues to pitch the way they are. The Braves are 10.5 out in the wild card, but they have three teams in front of them. Their best shot's the division.
Okay, so what do you have to do if you think you can win now for the Braves? Do you go out at the trading deadline and get bullpen help?
You have to.
Because they're awful.
You have to. Yeah, they're terrible. Yeah. You got to go get a closer, number one. A legitimate closer. Jim Johnson and Arodis Vizcaino are not closers at the major league level. They're just not. Both of those guys are middle relievers trying to fill the back end of the bullpen, but neither one of those guys can do it successfully or consistently. Oh, well, Jason, Jim Johnson's got 13 saves. Yeah, he's also blown five.
And that's not a big, that's a high ratio right there. So that'll be telling Braves fans, if the Braves go out and deal for some a closer or some middle and late relief setup kind of guys, that'll tell you that they think they can get in the race.
Yeah. I mean, look, they've been right around 500 even without Freddie Freeman. So now you're going to add Freddie Freeman back with the addition of Matt Adams, who came over after Freddie Freeman got hurt. You got to assume that their record's going to get better and that they're going to get closer to the tops of the wild card and the division than moving backwards. And so at some point, you know, Freddie Freeman is going to come back against the Nats 2 weeks before the trading deadline. That's going to be a really key series. The Braves are already 9 back now. Yeah. They might be even closer by the time they get there. Freddie Freeman is going to come back. If Atlanta goes in that series and wins 2 of 3 or sweeps that series, you can bet your bottom dollar. Bullpen helps on the way.
Got to go get it. Brandon Phillips starting to hit the ball.
That home run he hit last night was sweet.
It was sweet. And so it was they beat the Nats, beat the brakes off of them just a couple of weeks ago now in Washington.
That's what I'm saying. The day they made the choice, look, Bartolo, you're not very good. We have to go a different direction. And Sean Newcomb came up and has done what he's done. The day that happened is pretty much the day they started winning.
What?
3 weeks now.
It's 3 weeks. They've been on a roll, playing good ball.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With 2 locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
The secret is out. Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting is your premier outdoorsman store in the Golden Isles. Pecker Wrecker Calls, Obsession Bows, Georgia Boots, Rocky Snake Boots, Harper Super Striker Popping Cork, guns, ammo, rods, reels, frozen bait, fishing supplies, and more. Owned and operated by folks you know. 1957 Glen Avenue, just south of the St. Simon's Causeway in the Old Waves Building. 912-342-7387 or online at CoastalOutdoorsFH.com.
During your lifetime, your feet will carry you for thousands of miles. Keeping them healthy and strong goes a long way toward maintaining an active, full life. Parkwood Podiatry Associates serves patients in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida with the highest regard for patient care and comfort. Dr. Bodimer and Dr. Eller diagnose, treat, and prevent foot and ankle problems such as heel pain, bunions, ingrown toenails, and diabetic foot care. They will work with your other health care providers to give you appropriate, comprehensive care. Call Parkwood Podiatry Associates for an appointment at 912-265-4766.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141, or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go, 912-267-0248.
More Southern Sports Talk. You're in the game with Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Kip Branch. And now that monthly segment that makes me smarter every time that we have it, which I don't really think that's all that hard to do. Dr. Melvin Dees from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, joins us here in the game via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. Dr. Dees, thank you for taking the time.
My pleasure, Jason.
Sure. All right. Well, Dr. Dees, as you know, the Braves have been playing without Freddie Freeman for a good little while now, and the reason that he's been out is because of a fractured wrist. Now, that wrist, fortunately for him, I guess, required no surgery. Why would a fractured wrist not require surgery? I don't follow.
Well, as you probably either knew or have read in all the press releases about Freddie's injury, the wrist is made up of about 8 bones between the end of your forearm and your hand. And you can sustain anything from a bone bruise to a really nasty fracture in any one of those bones. And only a small number of them actually need surgical treatment. Typically, if the worst one is called a navicular fracture, which is on the thumb side of your wrist, that's a pretty big wrist bone and shaped kind of like a peanut. Well, if it gets injured, it breaks right in the middle of the peanut. That can be a really disastrous type of injury and will frequently require surgical intervention. The other wrist injury that most commonly requires surgery is called the fracture of the hook of the hamate. The hamate bone is in the middle of your wrist. It's sort of at the base of your thumb and the middle of your palm in the wrist. And the front of that bone really does turn in like a hook. It's commonly seen injured when somebody falls on their outstretched hand and lands on that bone or something hits them right there. And the hook just breaks off. Those will usually heal with casting, but occasionally, and more frequently than with most other wrist bones, you'll have to go in and just take that little hook off. It doesn't ultimately cause any disability or impairment, but it just doesn't heal and continues to hurt. If you look at the way Freddie was injured, a ball hit the outside of his leading side of his wrist, which is along the little finger side of your wrist. And out there, there are not many bones that are commonly injured that need surgery. And some of them are contained inside the joint itself. One of them is contained inside of a tendon. And so it has a lot of blood supply, especially if it happens to be one of that bone in particular. They rarely need surgery. And so of all the bones in your wrist that can be injured and are with any commonality, so to speak, the ones that are most likely to need surgery are the navicula and the hamate. Everything else is not usually injured to the point that it needs surgery, and certainly on that side of the wrist where he was injured, rarely needs surgery. So it's not unexpected that his injury could have been treated a non-displaced fracture, treated with a 2 or 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks of immobilization, and he was feeling better already. So I expect he's going to have, based on what I can read in the press releases, a very good recovery, and probably a month or 6 weeks from now, it'll all be history.
The game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Once again, Dr. Melvin Dees from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, joining us here via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. Dr. Deese, when you use the term fracture, exactly, I think there are a lot of folks that don't really comprehend what that means when you're talking about a bone. What exactly happens when a bone fractures?
Jason, that's really a very good question, and it comes up. I've been doing this for 30 years, and it still comes up almost every day. A fracture is the same thing as a break. Most people think a fracture implies that it's just a crack that didn't break through the bone, but a fracture is exactly the same thing, medically speaking, as a break. If you envision breaking a pencil but not taking it apart, most people would think that's a fracture. Well, that too is a break. No different than breaking the pencil in half and taking the two pieces completely apart. And so the word, medically speaking, is interchangeable. In layman's terms, the word fracture is frequently interpreted as being an incomplete fracture. That is, it didn't go all the way through the bone, or it's a non-displaced break. It broke and didn't move out of place at all. But they're the same. Medically speaking, the terms are the same.
Dr. Deese, what type of rehab has Freddie Freeman been going through to try and get himself back on the field?
Well, at first you have to immobilize the injured bone just to help the bone heal in a normal anatomic position. You don't want any deformity of the bone. But at the same time, especially in athletes, you want to maintain as much strength and motion as you can so that they get back into their sport at the same level of competition as quickly as they can. Well, you have to find some way to immobilize it enough that you let it heal, yet at the same time maintain strength. So strength can be done with isometric exercises so that you're not bending your joints or stressing the bone and making it move. It's just a static contracture of the muscles. You can also be doing light resistance exercises to maintain some tone in the muscles. The other thing that's important, and it's important to realize and remember in the course of getting over any injury, whether it's a professional athlete or a recreational athlete or a worker, is that the strongest muscle in the world, pulling against a stiff joint, can't do any good. It doesn't work. If the joint's stiff, the muscle can only do so much. Range of motion is limited, and so the effectiveness of the joint is limited. So once you get to the point that the bone has healed enough that you can safely move it, let's say that you're waiting for the bone to set up enough, assume it's like concrete. Well, you can't move wet concrete, but once it gets sticky and stiff, you can start moving a little bit. It's not going to pull apart. Well, that's the way a bone heals. It gets sticky and stiff to the point that mild motion won't pull it apart. And at that point, you want to start moving it so that you maintain that range of motion so that these rehab muscles can do their best and move the joint the way that it normally would. So depending on how quickly you expect the bone to heal, if it's healing pretty fast, you can start moving them, rehabbing them much sooner. If it's one that's tenuous and not likely to heal, you have to bite the bullet and either surgically repair it so you can start moving it sooner, or you have to mobilize it until the bone heals.
That's some pretty interesting stuff. Every time I do this segment, Dr. Deese, I always walk away smarter. And once again today,
I feel the same way about you, Jason.
Oh, flattery will get you nowhere, but keep it coming. Dr. Deese, thank you for taking the time. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure, Jason. Anytime.
Sure. Once again, Dr. Deese from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery here on The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. Dr. Deese, once again, thanks. Have an awesome day.
You have a great day. Thank you, Jason.
Bye-bye. It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the mower's landscape pro's trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, or just give them a call. Call 265-2388.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the mower's landscape pro's trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, or just give them a call. 265-2388.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Brunswick competed in a 7-on-7 tourney down in Orlando this past week. After winning in 5 overtimes in the quarterfinals, the Pirates ran out of gas in the semis and finished 4th overall in the tournament. Over in the Knights Kingdom, standout receiver Jalen Simpson appears to be leaning toward Ohio State in his recruitment. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Now, back to Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. You're in the game.
It's the game with Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. 912-275-7017, the number to get your calls in. We'll take your emails, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. If you miss any of the show, it will stream on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com 24/7. This segment brought to you by Express Lube and Alan Tucker. During the break, Kip mentioned that he wanted to do a wrestling segment. We're not going to do that.
That'd be nice one day to come in here, have a little bit of time, nothing really going on in the sports world, just have a talk sports entertainment.
I gave you a Ric Flair in the Week in Review.
You did.
Woo!
I did. Styling and profiling.
Also in the Week in Review, the Yasiel Puig thing where he took so much heat.
I like him as a player. I think he's a great. I think he's a good player. I think he gets a lot of negative media. I mean, I don't follow the LA media and I don't follow the national sports as much as I probably did 3 or 4 years ago. But I like Puig. He's a good player, and it just seems like there's a lot of people out there that just want to attack him for some reason.
This segment brought to you by Floors and More, Fox's Pizza Downtown, and Parkwood Podiatry. Listen, I think Puig's good for baseball. I like the fact that when he hits a home run, he stands there for 55 minutes and watches the thing sail out. Look, if it were up, baseball needs the help because it's a boring sport. If it were up to me, here's a plan. I've got an idea.
Oh, here we go. All right.
If it were up to me, I'd have cheerleaders in the dugout, and when someone hit a home run, the cheerleaders would then come out and jog with the player around the bases for their home run trot and cheer for them as they jog.
That'd be nice. That would be lovely. Come out, cheerleaders, then everybody would just have beanball wars after that. Pitchers start throwing at people's heads. Hey, I like the brawl in baseball.
See, now we've got a brawl. Now you got people watching.
I like to see brawls. That's the point. The most exciting thing about this baseball season so far to me has been the Bryce Harper Brawl in San Francisco. I mean, think about it. You agree with that?
Yeah.
I mean, he landed a shot.
He did.
He got hit one time, but he got the last shot before they broke it up. I like Bryce Harper, man.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
This baseball needs to do something, and I think this is a really good thing they could do. Have the cheerleaders trot around the bases with them.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Batgirls.
The Miami Marlins already have cheerleaders. All they got to do is just have them trot around with the player. That's already done.
A lot of pretty women in Miami.
I think you can pretty much make that argument for any major city that a Major League Baseball team resides in.
Really, in Miami? Have you been there? I mean, Miami, man. If I was a professional athlete and you start looking at where it's a single professional athlete, Miami would be kind of like a top three list for all single professional athletes, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Where did we get off on that?
This segment brought to you by Big City Cleaners and Nat's Landing flip-flop style. All your favorite games over on Nat's Landing.
Baseball. NBA is getting this way, too. The NFL is the preferred product in national sports right
now. Yeah, for now, but it's trending back.
Yeah, so NBA, Major League Baseball, they've got to do some things to spice up the game. I mean, the NBA to me is not fun to watch anymore because I tune in the playoffs, but I used to like the days when Dominique Wilkins would go to the basket against the Pistons and get tackled and get up swinging and things like that. Jordan go to the rim and get taken out on a layup. Larry Bird draining three-pointers, going to the basket and getting clotheslined, things like that. Man, they need to bring the physical element back to the NBA. Need more fights, need more brawls in baseball. Let the pitchers pitch inside. There's a lot of things that baseball could do and NBA could do to spice things up.
Look, baseball's my favorite sport, but the fact of the matter is the on-television product is very boring. And so, you know, even when you go to a game, you know, it's still very laid back, but, you know, it's just a different atmosphere. But the television product, you're losing your young audience. Another thing that baseball could do that I would like, where in the NFL, especially if a wide receiver scores a touchdown, he's got a touchdown dance. Every batter should have a home run dance. That whenever they hit a home run, they stand at home plate and they do their little shimmy and then trot around the bases with cheerleaders.
Like Jose Bautista.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm just trying to be creative here. Like I'm trying to help baseball.
I mean,
would you watch more?
I would if I knew there was going to be a potential for brawls and things like that.
Home run dances?
Not so much about that, but
I'm all in on home run dances.
I like to see hitters get beamed in the side and in the leg and things like that. I like to see the pitchers pitch inside because the batters have become prima donnas now, and there's like this code, you can't throw inside or anything like that, and they get offended really easy, and that, you know, the pitchers are kind of at a disadvantage sometimes. Tuesday night. Imagine Tuesday night watching ESPN baseball at 9:00. That's like taking an Ambien, man. You know? I mean, you could sit there. If you sit still for 15 minutes, you're in a coma-like sleep. Really, think about it. If you want to go to bed during the week, turn on ESPN around 9:00. Tune into the baseball game and be still and you'll be asleep in 15 minutes.
Wednesday night baseball, White Sox at Tigers, 9:00.
9:00. 9:15, Kip is in the bed, out. You know?
This segment brought to you by Boys Transmissions, Urgent Med 1, and Coconut Kev's. I like the idea of the home run dance and the cheerleaders. Like I really feel those are two really good substantial suggestions.
You may be a little ahead of your time on the cheerleader thing.
See, I like the fact that you're beginning to come around to realize this, that I'm a little ahead of my time.
You're a little
finally, Kip Branch understands that I, as a sports broadcaster, am a little ahead of my time. Kip, we just had a moment, man. Like, we just had a moment.
I get it. I mean, I get the it's the PlayStation, the video game generation. It's going to evolve into, you're going to incorporate the elements of the PlayStation into professional sports in the next 20, 25 years.
I'm not even mentioning any of those intangible things. I'm talking about the fact that you just acknowledged that as a broadcaster, I am ahead of my time.
If the day that we see cheerleaders come out and escort a batter around the bases, I'll probably be in a nursing home.
Computer issues? No problem. Let the pros at Network Monkeys take away the stress and get your PC running back to top shape. Whether it be virus removal, custom builds, upgrades, or whatever. If it has to do with a computer, Network Monkeys has you covered. And now Network Monkeys offers tutoring for those of us that are less than tech savvy. 3831 Community Road, 912-466-0906 or online at networkmonkeys.com.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook. Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, and don't miss Catch 228's 9-year anniversary party on Saturday, May 20th. 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
During your lifetime, your feet will carry you for thousands of miles. Keeping them healthy and strong goes a long way toward maintaining an active, full life. Parkwood Podiatry Associates serves patients in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida with the highest regard for patient care and comfort. Dr. Bodimer and Dr. Eller diagnose, treat, and prevent foot and ankle problems such as heel pain, bunions, ingrown toenails, and diabetic foot care. They will work with your other healthcare providers to give you appropriate, comprehensive care. Call Parkwood Podiatry Associates for an appointment at 912-265-4766.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altema Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
The best private club value in the Southeast? Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simons Causeway on Highway 17. An original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Southern Sports Talk. You're in the game.
I've grown a beard, and I love it. I'm on Facebook Live. You can see it if you're on Facebook Live. Renee doesn't like it.
I can see it. If she doesn't like it, then it means it's probably I won't see it next week.
Shoot, man. I'm going to tell you how that conversation went. I grew the beard. So, Renee, I'm growing a beard.
Yeah.
I'm not going to like it. Woman? I don't care. That's pretty much how that went.
Wow.
And by pretty much, I mean not at all.
Mm.
I had to ask permission to grow it.
Okay. I believe you.
This segment brought to you by Watermarks Printing and Brunswick Country Club. We've gotten that point now where, hey, man, we're winding up the show. I forget to do this all the time. And I've got producers in my ear pretty much every week. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can email us, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail. If it's any good, I'll read it. You can call us, 912-275-7017. Yes, I know that I have, like, had three calls that I just decided not to answer because we were in a good segment and I didn't want to interrupt it. Sorry. Yes, I know I should answer the phone. But, you know, if you miss any of the show, you can stream it on demand. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com 24/7. And I think that's pretty much everything that I'm... And this segment is brought to you by Network Monkeys and the Strike Zone. Now, that's everything that I'm supposed to say. Don't yell at me in my ear again.
There you go.
And we're on to the quick hitting segment.
Quick hitting
segment. The stuff that we don't get to, we get to right now.
Wrote a story about the Jacksonville Jaguars, Southern Sports Edition yesterday. I'm picking them to win the AFC South and go 11-5.
Don't stop there.
Host a home playoff game. Don't a sold out home playoff game at Everbank Field.
Whoa.
Sold out. Now, I really think that Leonard Fournette's really going to take Jacksonville by storm. I think he's going to be that kind of impact player for the Jaguars.
Georgia Tech had a good week in the week of recruiting. We never, ever give the Jackets any love on this program. That stops right now. Georgia Tech landed three-star outside linebacker Jaquez Jackson from Peach County. He's going to Atlanta to play for the Yellow Jackets at Bobby Dodd, as well as the Yellow Jackets. This is a big one. This is four-star offensive lineman TK Chesmeta from Bradenton, Florida. Here's why this is so important. He played at IMG Academy.
He's a good player then.
Automatically.
Yeah.
He's heading to Atlanta too.
Wow. Good week for the Jackets.
Awesome week.
You know, Paul Johnson, say what you want to about Paul Johnson. He's got a system. He recruits for it. And they're usually pretty successful. They don't have many bad seasons in Atlanta. They don't. Brunswick High went down to Jacksonville on Wednesday, finished fourth in a 7-on-7 tournament. But the good thing that came out of this, the offense and defensive linemen won the lineman challenge down there, came home with a trophy that was about 4 or 5 foot tall.
Bishop Media Sports Network announced the cover for the high school football preview issue of the Southern Sports Edition, and the three local athletes from each of the local high schools that are going to be on the cover. From Glenn Academy, Randon Jernigan. I don't think that's any surprise. Over at Frederica, it's going to be Jalen Simpson. And from your Brunswick High Pirates, Sherrod Frazier.
All
they did
great
the photo
players.
Shoot yesterday.
All great players, and all going to have great seasons. Jacob Eason, since you brought up the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets.
Oh, dude, we have gone 3 weeks without any Georgia talk, and you just ruined it.
Jacob Eason is at the prestigious Manning. He's camping with the Mannings this week, and that usually means good things come of that.
3 weeks we went without 1 ounce of Georgia talk on this show. It felt good.
We're about to pick that back up.
Didn't it feel good?
Well, you were steady talking about LeBron. There was no time.
Do what you got to do. Jaguars safety Tayshawn Gibson's got a hip flexor problem. He's missed a lot of time in mini camps to this point. They're hoping that it's going to be ready to go by the beginning of the regular season. We don't know.
Former Georgia Bulldog and Super Bowl champion wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell signs a 3-book deal with Scholastic this week. Going to be a write 3 books for Scholastic.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
See, like, that kind of Georgia story I'm good with. Really am.
If you follow Georgia, you know Malcolm had the reading difficulties when he was younger, and he worked on it, and now he's got a book deal.
It's fantastic. Good story. Okay, so the Vegas odds of Matt Ryan winning the MVP again in the NFL, 16-1. The odds of Tom Brady winning the MVP, 4-1. And the odds of Blake Bortles down in Jacksonville winning the NFL MVP, an astonishing 100-1.
Wow, that's pretty good. And then Boway going to be in Jacksonville with the Mobile Bay Bears starting on Thursday for a 6-game series. Former Glenn Academy standout player. He's in the Los Angeles Angels organization, and he's going to be playing in Jacksonville this week. Get down there and see.
Remember when they made that stupid name change, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim?
Yes.
Retarded.
It is retarded, but that's what they do. It's going to be. How are you going to get used to seeing the Los Angeles Chargers this year?
Good point. South Florida tight end Adrian Palmore faces charges of credit card fraud. He was a walk-on.
Credit card fraud.
He stole credit cards.
Wow. That's insane. That's really insane.
He got a fantastic opportunity that he earned as a walk-on, and he just threw it all away.
Over something stupid.
Stupid.
This makes no sense. That's all I had. I ran out of points for the week, or bullet points. But getting back to the Braves before we go off the air, I mean, if you're a Braves fan, you have to be pretty excited right now. I mean, they've had 5-6 seasons now of just complete disasters, and now there seems to be light at the end of the tunnel, Jason.
Question. Does Atlanta make the playoffs? Yes or no?
Not in 2017.
So the answer is no.
No. I think they... I don't want to be a Debbie Downer here, but...
That's what you're doing.
I'll say, ask me that question in the middle of July.
I'm asking it now. Because middle of July, that's easy to answer.
Jury's still out. Hold for me. I won't say no. I'll say the jury's still out. If they get into All-Star break, if they can get to 4th of July at 500, then we start having a serious playoff discussion.
So the answer is no?
Answer is the jury's out. I'm not prepared to give an answer yet on that. It's 50-50 right now.
So the answer is no?
I'll say I'm leaning towards possibly a wild card.
Oh, hey, there's that music. That music means that's a producer's way of telling us, get the hell off the air. Y'all are done. The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Game with Jason Bishop and Kip Ranch. Follow The Game on Facebook and look for the podcast on SouthernSportsEdition.com. The Game will be back next week on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, A-T-T-Y.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.